Later today, we get the always highly anticipated event risk in the form of the latest Fed policy decision. The last time the Fed met back in December, there was quite the stir as the central bank finally relented to the market, signaling the end of rate hikes and the start to a path of rate cuts in 2024. The news was taken very well and has since resulted in a U.S. equity market that has been on a tear to fresh record highs. And so later today, the market will be looking forward to hearing more of this dovish outlook from the Fed as it relates to the actual timing of 2024 rate cuts. But when considering where we're at with investor sentiment and pricing and the overall balance of risk, we're not too sure there's much room for investors to get overly excited about what comes from today's decision. As things stand, the Fed is expected to remain on hold today. This leaves us looking at a recent run of economic data since the past Fed decision, which has actually on net been quite positive, something that would suggest that at a minimum, the Fed won't be looking to be leaning more dovish than it already has. It's also worth reminding that there remains quite a disconnect between what the Fed has charted out with respect to 2024 rate cuts versus what the CME's FedWatch tool is calling for. Powell has said the Fed could institute up to 325 basis point rate cuts in 2024, while the market is pricing odds for double that at 6 rate cuts in 2024. And so we believe there is risk for these market expectations to be tempered later today, which could result in a repricing that has the US dollar rallying and stocks selling off. That's all for now.